The Republican running in the 8th, Jason Mushnick, is running unopposed, but there are a couple of challengers to incumbent Democrat LBO Series, Hector Aceguera and Will Sheehan. Sheehan, a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom, says the hurdles created by the pandemic weren't all negative.
Primaries are tough to begin with, and trying to unseat an incumbent is very tough. It's a lot easier nowadays to flip a seat than to go up against an incumbent in the same party. It is difficult as far as human interaction and getting out the vote, but I'm going to play devil's advocate because we caught some breaks, in my opinion. I think the vote by mail executive order by Governor Murphy actually helped out someone like myself. So what it did is it essentially saturated the electoral landscape. So 255,000 ballots were sent out. Normally about 25,000 to 30,000 voters come out in primaries. And then the second bucket that it really did, Bill, is it dissolved get out the vote. It's no longer, hey, Mr. Voter, I've been pinging you for the past 2 months and I want you to vote for me on this one day. When you're done with work at 6 p.m., I need you to show up to a ballot station and check the box next to my name. Now it's, hey, Mr. Voter, you're going to get a ballot in the mail. It's going to go to your mailbox, to your kitchen table, to hopefully in front of your computer where you want to do some research because you want to be an informed electorate. And then you have 3 weeks to decide who you want to vote for. So I think that helped out as well. And then I would say the third bucket that would help out someone like me going up against an incumbent is that about 55,000 unaligned voters got ballots. So 200,000 Democrats got ballots. And then you have this pocket of people who are unaligned, which means they never registered as Democrats and they never registered as Republicans, but they got a ballot in the mail. So that means you have 55,000 people who have no idea who the incumbent is. Not that I'm saying that the other 200,000 know who the incumbent is. So as far as the old school getting out the vote and, you know, pounding the pavement and hitting the streets during a pandemic, it was tough because you want to interact with your voter base, right? You want to look people in the eye. You want to shake their hands. You want to say, you want to ask, how can I help you? So I think that was a big disadvantage. But I think we also caught a bunch of different breaks when it came to this vote by mail executive order from Governor Murphy.
Sheehan says he strongly believes in term limits and that Congress needs a new generation of seasoned leaders. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.